Wow, we're at a real turning point in the AI world. Anthropic just struck a major deal to bring their Fable 5 and Mythos 5 models into federal use. It's such an exciting moment for how tech and government can actually work together.
It certainly is, though it didn't happen overnight. You'll remember the Trump administration initially hit a pause button, citing serious national security and data privacy concerns. The ban's officially lifted now, but only because both sides agreed to a highly stringent, newly negotiated security framework.
And honestly, that's what makes this so promising. It's giving us a real-world blueprint for balancing cutting-edge AI innovation with the kind of rigorous oversight the public deserves.
Exactly. For a while, federal agencies were completely locked out of testing or deploying these models, despite their incredible strengths in complex reasoning and enterprise problem-solving. The administration's worries were very real. Sensitive data handling, infrastructure access, and the risk of models being manipulated.
I can see why they'd be cautious. But losing access to that massive federal market would have really hurt Anthropic's enterprise credibility. So they stepped up and negotiated a comprehensive compliance agreement that meets all federal requirements without actually slowing the models down.
Right. And to make that work, they've rolled out a multi-layered security framework. First, all federal data gets routed through isolated, government-approved infrastructure. That means zero cross-contamination with commercial data, plus strict federal-grade encryption across the board.
That's a huge relief for anyone worried about data privacy. What else is in the mix?
Second, Anthropic is implementing enhanced, real-time audit trails. Every single interaction, model update, and data query gets logged so federal oversight teams can monitor everything continuously.
Total transparency. And I imagine security doesn't stop there.
It doesn't. Third, they've deployed much stricter access controls and governance layers. We're talking customized safety filters, continuous monitoring for prompt injections and adversarial attacks, and a dedicated compliance team that reports directly to both corporate leadership and federal liaisons.
It's fascinating to see how this shifts the whole conversation around AI regulation. We're moving past the fear-based debates and into something much more constructive.
Precisely. Instead of relying on reactive legislation or blanket bans, this deal proves that targeted, operational security frameworks can actually unlock AI capabilities while maintaining strict accountability. It's a clear policy shift from debating theoretical AI safety to focusing on practical, secure deployment.
And that's a game changer for the agencies on the ground. They finally get immediate access to next-generation AI for high-stakes work like logistical planning and cybersecurity threat analysis, all backed by verified infrastructure standards.
Absolutely. Ultimately, this partnership offers a highly scalable model for tech policy relations. By embedding security directly into the deployment lifecycle, rather than treating it as an afterthought, developers and regulators can build an environment where advanced AI remains both powerful and genuinely trustworthy.
I'm really hopeful this becomes the new standard. If other AI companies follow suit and adopt similar compliance structures, we could see the whole industry move toward a more transparent, secure approach to governance. It's a win for developers, and honestly, a huge win for the public who will be relying on these systems every day.